B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome to Checkpoint XP Daily for Monday, January 14th, 2019, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on 98.5, the Sports Hub of Boston, as well as the Team 980 in Washington, D.C. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll preview the upcoming year in esports and tell you about the biggest events to tune in for. Plus, we'll finish up the airing of our first national show of 2019, Checkpoint XP's educational special. Today, we'll sit down with Dr. Milo Dodson from UCLA. Those conversations are ahead today here on Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start today playing a little bit of catch-up from the weekend. Joining me to help break down this important, maybe not so important discussion is the Checkpoint XP crew, Robbie Landis.
Moving that payload.
Norris Howard.
You already know what it is.
And Joe Sloan.
Check a look. Yeah. Not at the news desk. You want to say it. I know.
It's habit. It's force of habit. Especially when Sarah's not here. Especially when Sarah's not here. Because she's not here, I want to say that you're back at the news desk. Well, but that's not accurate.
It's also really hard, too, because on Thursdays, he still brings up the junior news desk when we do our checkpoint.
That's true.
Junior news desk?
That's right. The junior news desk.
The Padawan news desk.
It's a nicer way than saying the sucky news desk, which is the way that I would have put it.
I'm not sure it is a nicer way of saying it.
I think it is.
A little bit of column A.
It's
relegated.
A lot more snarky.
You've been quite demoted.
So I actually got to have a real weekend this weekend. I was ecstatic. I got to sleep.
You weren't vomiting this weekend?
No, I was not vomiting this weekend.
You weren't on the junior toilet?
Nope, I was not locked to the porcelain throne. It wasn't coming out the other end either. So we can all be thankful for that. But I actually had an opportunity to clean up my apartment a little bit. That was nice.
Oh,
very nice.
Clearly not in here.
I was about to say, I can't tell.
We didn't notice.
But I did get a chance to clean my apartment and play a lot of Fallout. I played a lot of Fallout 76, played a lot of Fallout 3, and just really had a nice chance to have a nice decompressing weekend. It was really nice.
How's your Fallout 3 playthrough going?
Good, man. I actually am really enjoying that game. I think it's, the simplified sort of like junk repair process is not something that I'm a huge fan of, but in terms of the way that the game functions, I mean, it's basically like a tuned down version of the Fallout that I'm used to.
I think
I would love to see Fallout 3 ported to the Switch. That's the one thing that I keep thinking.
That'd be cool.
Again and again.
That would be
is
really
I'm like
cool.
I'm like, you know, this game was released over 10 years ago. It's a great game, but I really would love to be able to play it in a handheld capacity. I've been playing it mostly on hashtag my Steam Link.
Oh, there you go.
Wonderful.
Which is awesome. I really do love the Steam Link. I've got it on Wi-Fi back in my bedroom. Seems to work just fine.
Yep. I run it on Wi-Fi too.
I just got my HDMI switch, so now I can have all my stuff connected in one out. So I'm going to be connected.
I got mine as well. It does not play nice with the Elgato, just as a heads up.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
I can see that.
It's powered through the Elgato perfectly fine. And everything's working, but I haven't tried to stream on it yet, so I'll see.
Yeah, I don't know that I would recommend streaming on it, because it just seems like a weird way to throw the video. Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to do it kind of
with the Vita TV. Yeah.
But that actually did play nice with the Elgato.
It works fine.
Whereas the PS4 did not play well with the Elgato. Ooh. I had to get like a converter. But anyway, so that was my actual weekend, having a real decent weekend. Joe, being the new homeowner, let's check in with you. What were you doing?
Yep. So I've been through a bit of a process with getting the utilities changed over.
Oh, this is so boring. Oh, so playing games. Boring.
Listen to this, though. So I get a call.
Let's complain about it.
Saying that the homeowners already shut off all the utilities, meaning...
Oh, that was nice of them.
Yeah, except the pipes are going to freeze.
Pipes are going
to
freeze.
It's really cold. I'm like, no, they have to put it in my name and let me take over it. They called and that it's already been put in my name.
You realize...
Consumers Energy has my name, apparently.
You realize you are turning into your dad.
Yeah.
Dear God. Anyway, we started watching the Marvel Cinematic Universe from start to finish. It's great, except for Hulk.
How far did you get? Oh, come on! Be fair to the Hulk.
It was terrible.
It was not as bad as everyone remembers.
We are at Avengers, so we're basically finishing up Phase 1.
You're actually
about caught up to where me and Katie are.
And watching through, a second time, I'm like, wow, Captain America is really good on that second watch through. So is Iron Man 2. I really liked that on my second watch through.
Mm-hmm.
Hulk, I went, nope, this is pretty terrible.
I actually like the Hulk. I don't like necessarily Edward Norton as Bruce Banner.
No, I don't, I
didn't think he was... But I'm like...
I don't like him as Bruce Banner. Liv Tyler is her character. She's pretty awful.
No, Liv Tyler in everything she's ever been in, except for...
Lord of the Rings. Arwen, and that's it.
Well, it ain't like she was stellar in that either.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm pretty sure that she was snapped.
Peter Jackson did an amazing job of offsetting the blandness of Liv Tyler by, I don't know, soft lighting her a lot. And I just, like, every time she was on screen, I'm like, did I just down an entire thing of Robitussin? What's happening?
No, bro. We just took her to Sears, man, and just put her in front of, just took her to Glamour Shot.
To be fair, she only had 12 minutes of screen time between
that
the entire trilogy.
I would just prefer
that's rough.
Well deserved, by the way. Get her off the screen.
Actual just Glorfindel, like in the books.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd have just preferred that.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on 101 Sports in St. Louis and WOKR 1310 in Rochester, New York. We're currently playing catch up from the weekend. Norris, what was going on in your weekend, man? We didn't hear from you at all.
Yes, because I was doing stuff like playing video games, which is what we're supposed to be doing.
Thank you, Norris.
So I got a chance, of course, to play through the one-shot demo of Resident Evil.
Two. How's that?
How many minutes it take off your life?
Damn. Oh.
Excited? Are you even more hyped?
I'm so hyped now. At first, the tension in the pacing is so good.
Nice.
And especially because I played through 4 on stream on the channel, and I forgot how actiony 4 is and how really it's just Mass Effect with zombies. And I love the fact that I shot a zombie twice in the head and fell down and he just got back up and I had 3 bullets left and I had no idea where to find any more.
Like, do I waste the 3 extra bullets and put him down for good? Maybe?
No, I run.
Yeah.
I run. And that was the one thing I really enjoyed. It was paced very well. But I discovered this mobile game called Bury Me, My Love. It's about Syrian refugees.
I've heard about it.
That's a sharp right turn there.
Holy crap.
But the dope part about it is that it's sort of like almost like a interactive novel, and everything is told to you via like a text message. So you get alerts and push notifications as if somebody was texting you.
Oh, wow.
And that's how the story progresses.
It sounds like that, like Rebecca's Missing game or whatever
it's similar.
Or
This War of Mine.
If you kind of combine the both.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, I'm kind of really engaged by it. Like, I'm really, really, really sort of enthralled by it. It's really dope.
My Facebook is really determined to get me to play that Ottoman Empire game. I get to be the Sultan.
Like Norris, I too played a lot of games this weekend. But on the other side of the spectrum, I got Katie Super Mario Odyssey for the Switch for her birthday.
Ooh.
So we spent all weekend just playing Super Mario Odyssey.
Oh, nice.
I'm actually having a lot of fun with it.
Really? When's the last time you enjoyed a Mario game?
Mario 64.
Oh, okay. So it's been a minute.
That's the last one I enjoyed.
So not Super Mario Galaxy or 3D World. I haven't gone in
for Galaxy, Sunshine, none of that stuff.
No, okay. I mean,
I think 64 was the last one I've played, too.
Yeah,
actually, I take it back. I did play the DS one that was like an old school throwback.
Mm-hmm. Super Mario... Not 3D World.
No, but it was like
Battle
Super Mario. It was something like that.
Yeah.
Skrull, no, you cannot. In our chat, Skrull in our chat basically saying, I wonder if you could play Resident Evil 4 and cripple them to the floor and then stomp on their heads. No.
No.
If they fall on the floor, they'll crawl at you and bite your ankles.
Let me ask you this, Nurse, about Resident Evil 2. If it was available on VR, would you dare?
Oh, God. You know what? Just because Robbie did it and I can't let Robbie be braver than me, I would do it.
Would it be terrifying?
Oh, hell yeah. I would.
It is terrifying.
It is.
It's
very scary. Mm-hmm.
I like how Robbie's story just got steamrolled there.
Yeah.
Sorry, Robbie. How was Super Mario Odyssey?
I didn't do that. He did that.
No, it's a lot of fun. The only thing that I'm having trouble with is, you know, they give you clues on, like, you know, where the moons are located. And there's like 1,000 overall in that game you have to collect.
So like Breath of the Wild, kind of.
Yeah. Katie is quick to open her phone up and try and go and look what those are. And she will actually go out into the kitchen acting like she's getting something to eat and then come back and suddenly know exactly where a moon is.
No.
That's so devious.
Yeah.
I had a friend who used to do that with like crossword puzzles. Like they love to do crossword puzzles. That was their thing.
And they would cheat at it?
Dude, you'd see them like go out in the kitchen and get a drink and come back and suddenly have figured, oh, wow, I was in there. I figured it out.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you figure it out? Did you really?
You know what? Next time you go for a drink, leave your phone here.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, that's so petty though. Like, who looks up the answer to a crossword puzzle if that's the thing that you like to do?
Just don't do the crossword puzzle.
I mean, that is like, it's a phone app crossword puzzle. Right,
but
the
see,
the
like,
paper.
Here's the thing. The only time I can see it making sense is if it's like very story driven and you're just like, I really don't want to waste time with this. I want to just experience this story.
What's the
but
story?
It's a Mario game.
What's the story of a crossword puzzle?
Or
I'm confused.
A crossword puzzle.
How I wasted 50 minutes of my life.
That's right. Listen, we want to hear from you. How was your weekend? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, over the last 7 episodes, we've been airing interviews from our educational special. We'll wrap up today playing our last one with Dr. Milo Dodson of UCI. But ahead next, with the 2019 esports season finally getting into full swing, we'll preview some of the biggest events of the year. Stick around. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP from Beasley Esports XP.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointXP.com.
And welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the sports beat of East Texas 104.3 in Carthage, 103.9 in Marshall, and 100.7 in Henderson, as well as 1250 and 94.5 ESPN San Antonio. Checkpoint XP Daily is now a part of the B-Pod Network at bpodstudios.com. For more great listening options, like If You Give a Rick a podcast for kids about the world of children's books, and Nerd Radio, for everything from sci-fi to wrestling and all things nerdy in between, go to bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. From about mid-December till about mid-January, there's a dead zone in esports. Almost every league shuts down for the holidays, and we're all jonesing for some esports to come back. With esports season just about to get back into the swing of things this week, we thought we'd take a look ahead at some of the major events in 2019.
Yeah, and I want to hang on that for just a second, because jonesing at this point is hardly the... Like, I've got the shakes. I miss watching esports.
That sounds like a physical problem.
It might be. It could also be...
You might want to go see a neurologist.
I'll look into it. Okay. But, like... You know, we're in December. We're like, okay, yeah, here's the off season is starting. We're a little bit excited for the break.
Yeah.
By the time mid-January gets here, it's like, could we have anything?
I know, right?
I'll watch literally anything. The LPL started today. Guess what? Tuning in tonight for that.
Yeah, I started watching Contenders.
Really?
I don't know why.
Is it any good?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. Sorry,
Is it good when there's
fans.
No other options?
No.
Oh, oh no.
Ouch.
Yikes. Ouch. That hurts. But I mean, like, it really does. You do notice it, right? Like, there is a very noticeable dead zone. We didn't notice it as much last year because OWL started up in January.
Right at the beginning.
Year.
That's true.
And really capitalized on that dead zone. Obviously, this year, the season is starting in February, a little bit later on into the year. Probably appropriate now that it's not necessarily their inaugural season. When does preseason start? January what?
January the 28th for OWL is the preseason. It's that week, and then the regular season's beginning on Valentine's
Please.
Day.
First of all, that is ridiculous. First of all, I can't stand the assumption that gamers don't go on dates for some reason on Valentine's
yeah.
Day.
But remember how much of that audience was women.
Yeah, maybe this. Oh, what a great.
You know what? They have a Valentine's Day package for opening day.
Absolutely.
How awesome would that be?
Me and my girlfriend are going to be watching it on Valentine's Day. I'll tell you that much.
You guys are so cute.
Now, is she aware of those plans or just you?
Hey, she has a Lynxer jersey.
Yeah, she does.
Did she buy it?
I bought it for her, but she picked it out.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. So that's exciting.
All right. We also got NALCS, which gets back into the swing of things at the end of the month. That's the 26th that's going to be kicking off. And reminder, in between the spring and summer split, we're going to have MSI, Midseason Invitational. And also Worlds is at the end of the year. It's going to be in Paris this year.
Please send us Beasley.
Oh. At least that's... I just want to point out, at least that's a reasonable time zone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's 5 hours?
4.5.
Yeah.
5 hours.
That's
ahead.
So it's, doable.
It's not that bad, right?
Like, yeah. I get up in the morning and watch soccer every weekend, so it's very doable.
It can absolutely. Be done. Also, we've got Capcom Cup, which the road to the Capcom Cup gets underway.
Final round, baby, in March.
Yep, March 15th through the 17th. We've got a final round in Atlanta, Georgia.
Is it weird that Capcom Cup starts on an event called Final Round? Because that
yes, it is very confusing.
Is a little bit confusing.
Final Round is the first major of the year. Yes.
No, I know. I'm just being an idiot. That's super exciting because that kicks off fighting game season.
Yep.
And of course that builds towards Evo as well. Evo this year going to be August 2nd through the 4th at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see what Evo looks like this year compared to last year, especially if Dragon Ball FighterZ doesn't get their stuff back together.
It has to be there.
Harada's involvement with BAMCO and everything that they're doing with esports, if it is not at Evo this year, that game is dead.
Can I just
that
say, I was scrolling through Twitter earlier today. I didn't take a close look, but Red Bull Esports was actively promoting Dragon Ball FighterZ tournament. So
they're
it seems
around.
Yeah.
It was just blocked in the Japanese tournaments for some reason.
Oh,
and that
specifically.
CEO and that CEO for some reason. But
oh, that's really
moving
weird.
Moving forward, it seems to be okay, but it has to be officially sponsored by Bandai Namco. That's really been the big rub.
Okay.
In addition, we've also got the International coming up this year. Once again, it's going to be August 20th. It's going to be running that week.
Do you think this will be the first year that it doesn't surpass? Because it slowed down a lot.
I think it'll be higher.
You think it'll still continue to reach higher?
No, here's why I think it'll go up. I think it'll go up because investment in esports is going to be so much higher, and you're going to see much more participation, and you're going to see more people excited about it, and therefore more people will be buying skins. That's what I think.
It's a spicy prediction. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on WXSM Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. We're currently looking ahead towards 2019 and the events that are going to be coming down the pike at us. Super exciting year in esports as always. And of course, NALCS 2019.
I cannot wait for NALCS to get back into the swing of things. We're actually going to be talking about it more later on the show today. One of the big things for the year, one of the huge storylines that I think that we need to focus on this year is going to be the rise of Smash Ultimate.
That's the number one esports thread through 2019 that I'll be following.
At the end of this month, we've got Genesis 6, and we've got Frostbite. Evo Japan.
Frostbite's in there as well.
Frostbite's the end of next month.
Yep.
Those are all going to be kind of like the first test of Smash Ultimate. Is it going to finally pull away from Smash Melee? Is it going to maybe, you know, are we going to see that community start to dissipate?
And the Smash community has really been sort of cannibalizing itself right now because you have the Melee heads who are trying to basically take in their ball and going into a corner. And I really hate that. I really want Ultimate to be the game that brings together the entirety of the Smash community.
Can it
so
do
we
that?
Can see the best of the best.
Can it do that?
I think it can.
For as much as I like Smash, I don't know enough about the very specific minor mechanics that distinguish Melee from Brawl or 4. So I don't know if many of the complaints, gripes, or criticisms of any of those games carry over to Ultimate yet.
Answer,
I haven't heard yet.
The answer is very simple. Money. Because that's where Nintendo's going to be throwing its support.
And that's
where you're going to have to go
That's where the difference can be made up, is if Nintendo more meaningfully comes out and supports their Smash community, you will start seeing a move away from Melee, because suddenly that scene starts to become unsustainable without support from Nintendo. I mean, granted, it's a very grassroots scene because it has to be. Because Nintendo has been so hands-off with their competitive scene. But now that they're looking to get their mitts in on that a little bit more meaningfully, I think you're right. We could see Ultimate start to make a dent in the Smash community.
I'll just say this. Mewtwo King was streaming at 10 o'clock this morning to almost 3,000 people.
Wow. That says something right there. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily, on our educational special this year, we had the opportunity to sit down with Dr. Milo Dodson at UCI. That interview will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily and is ahead next.
Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR 560 AM and 95.9 FM, as well as 103.9 in Lexington, Kentucky. Make sure you visit our website at CheckpointXP.com to subscribe to our growing offering of podcasts. Follow us on Twitch at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP to join the show live, or connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Over the last couple episodes, we've been airing the interviews featured on our first national show of 2019, Checkpoint XP's educational special. Today, we've got the last of those interviews as we sit down with Dr. Milo Dodson from the University of California, Irvine.
What are some of your core functions here with the UCI esports program?
Yeah, sure thing. So on campus, I'm the liaison from the counseling center to the athletics department overall. And so when League of Legends first came about, I want to say 2 academic years ago, so this is the 3rd academic year, Mark was able to reach out to our counseling center director to get me connected to just provide some sports psychology and overall emotional well-being, mental health support that way. So over the years, that's really been kind of centered on increasing emotional awareness, be able to improve communication and resolve conflict. And okay. So my approach is to not just talk about what's going on in game, because obviously that's important, but really more so like what's going on for you as a person that's going to impact your ability to perform at your highest level.
Well, and one thing that, you know, we often talk about a lot as we see esports begin to proliferate on the college level and now into the high school level, mm-hmm. is the concept of burnout and the concept of mental fatigue.
Yes.
So as a psychologist and one that works very closely with the esports program, mm-hmm. Maybe could you break down sort of what goes into, from a clinical standpoint, what goes into sort of working to combat burnout and mental fatigue?
Absolutely. So I think my approach to working with the players about burnout, fatigue, just feeling, their well-being not being as strong or where they would want to be, isn't different from my clinical approach with non-gamers.
Okay.
Because, again, first and foremost, before you're a gamer, before you're a student, you're a human being, you're a person. Mm-hmm. And so as we're talking about burnout, that's kind of a human experience, human emotion. So my approach is to really start by understanding the importance of balance, being able to have more of that, like I said, the self-awareness and self-reflection as a starting point. And being able to say, if you're playing X amount of hours per day, Y amount of hours per week, how can we get you to intentionally take care of yourself and do it on purpose versus like, you know, if I can get some sleep today, like that would be cool. But like, actually make that a priority.
Right.
Because again, we're talking about things that are essential and things that are almost at times getting in the way of you not being able to perform at your highest.
Yeah.
And so if you're not sleeping, that's actually getting in the way of you being able to perform to the best of your ability.
Yeah, absolutely. You're listening to Checkpoint Esports and Gaming Radio. We're sitting down with Milo Dodson, psychologist at UC Irvine, working very closely with the esports programs. So what types of negative behaviors do you see exhibited most often among esports players?
Negative behavior, I think... again, nothing separate from just human behavior,
but right.
really understanding conflict
yeah.
and the role that conflict plays both in and outside of game.
Right.
So if you're going through an emotional breakup, and you know, not necessarily this is anything specific to our players, but
sure.
if you're going through a relationship breakup, if you're having difficulty in classes, if mom and dad are getting on your nerves, like those are the type of things that are going to impact your play.
Sure.
And I think just the role that conflict plays is really, really crucial.
How much of a role does team building play in the psychological aspect of what you do with esports?
I mean, that's like absolutely everything.
It's critical.
We say like 95%.
Wow.
Because if you think about it, your identity as an individual has to give some flexibility to your identity as a teammate.
Yeah.
And so if you're only focused on your identity as an individual, like I can't argue with you to say you're not important because
right.
you are. But if you're telling me that your goal is to excel and to perform at a high level like you can, you also have to start working through what's my identity as a teammate and how do I balance that with my identity as a person.
Absolutely.
So it's not that you have to sacrifice who you are, but more so invest in your identity as a teammate.
So is it more difficult for someone who is a college student who, I mean, you have some added pressures, maybe you're moving away from home, you're trying to balance classes. Would you say there's almost more stresses at the college level than maybe the pro scene even?
Sure. I mean, if you think about it, any other sport we're talking about, you know, using the term amateur status, right?
Sure.
Right. And so you're an amateur because you're still developing your skill as a player, but more so at this age, developmentally, again, as people, like think about how much is going on for folks in between 17 to like 22, 23 years old.
Yeah.
Right.
So depending on, and I know for some people, like you can even be a professional at that age. But still, as you're developing as a person, you're still trying to figure out life.
Right.
And then you mean to tell me, like, I can make millions of dollars as a 19-year-old, but, like, I can't legally drink yet?
Right.
And, like, what does that do to how you view life? But then how does that affect how you view yourself?
Absolutely.
So developmentally, yes, for college students, it's that much more critical and that much more essential that we think about their development as a person and not just as a player.
You're listening to Checkpoint Esports and Gaming Radio. We're sitting down with Milo Dodson, psychologist here at UC Irvine. Now, I want to switch subjects a little bit because I'm really curious. There's been a lot of talk in the media and in the professional space about gaming addiction.
Okay.
And does that factor in at all in, you know, esports? You know, does that factor into your work with esports? And do you even think that there's validity to that?
Man, that's a very big question there. So let me start off by saying I think there's certain behaviors, whether that's gaming, whether that's, you know, quote, addiction to substances,
sure,
that are going to be not as helpful or damaging.
Yeah.
And so I think there's a certain attention, like it's been since the 80s, really, around what type of role video games plays in that.
Right.
And somehow we get into this conversation, well, video games is like almost seen as being separate from everything else.
Yeah.
But again, if you do anything, like I really like ice cream, like in real life, like my partner will tell you, like, no, Milo loves ice cream.
Yeah.
If Milo eats ice cream every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Milo's going to have some health issues.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And so it's not as much about like what the specificity of like gaming is, although that's important, but what type of behaviors in general are we doing too much of that are going to take away from our health? And so as we talk about esports in general, my goal is to really understand, like, look, you can play hard, you can practice hard, but let's also have you take care of yourself hard.
Absolutely.
And understanding how that extends to not just esports, but gaming in general. Like, people who have risen to like superstardom do so because they're able to take care of themselves. Yeah. Just like we think about Michael Jordan and LeBron, like, dudes just don't wake up and say, like, hey, you know, I think I'm going to score like 100 points today.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be the best today.
Yeah, yeah, like, no, you don't just do that
right
on accident. You do that on purpose.
Right.
That's so right.
Thanks again to Dr. Dodson for his time. For more info on the esports program at UCI, visit esports.uci.edu. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website at checkpointxp.com for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a full archive of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at twitch.tv/checkpointxp at 5 p.m. Eastern for our daily show. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Thanks to our executive producing team of Buzz Knight, Mike Thomas, and Rick Scott. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis, and of course my co-hosts who pull double duties as producers for Checkpoint, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.